Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Now, as you know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colleen Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I probably will vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, first answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first one is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Favorable.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Harold Dutton.
Very.
Very favorable. And the next one is Danny Norris.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. If the next one is Joyce Chapin.
Joyce Chapin, I don't know who that is neither. I have to look it up.
Okay, thank you. The next organization is a Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
HID.
Yes. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the Houston Independent School District?
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Clint Van Horn.
Now say that again.
Clint Van Horn.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Oppose the state.
Thank you. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton. No, not yes. Harold Dutton, no.
Oh.
No, I ain't going to go with Harold Dutton because I'd have to look it up.
Well, as it stands today, for whom would you vote? With whatever you know.
I got to look it up and look at the ballot to see which ones I want to vote for.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reactions to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. The first one is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very.
Very positive or very negative?
Positive, yep.
Positive, thank
very
you.
Very positive.
The next one is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
I don't know. I have to look that one up. Think about it.
Okay, thank you very much. The next one is, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What is your reaction knowing that?
No, on that one, ma'am. I'll tell you, it all depends on that one, though. But I think I'll go with Dutton.
Well, we want to know what is your reaction to that information, if it's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Probably very positive.
Very positive. Thank you. The next one is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff and personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid persecution.
Oh, that's indeed the very last one of them.
So what is your reaction to that? Is it very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Thank you. The next statement is, he is fighting against the extreme Republican bans on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very negative.
Thank you. The next one is, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
I'm in between on that one.
So would you say you lean more towards a somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Somewhat negative.
Someone else. Thank you. And the last statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very negative.
Thank you very much. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for state house if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Joyce Chapman.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Home.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
African-American.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.